Our next reader, Judy Reeves. A memoir excerpt called Matthias Church Budapest.
I thought you were going to be the nun story. Like you. Excerpt from the memoir that I'm writing. Surprised me too. I take refuge in Matthias Church as I have in other churches, other places, when the tourist crowds become too much, when the sounds and smell of the city become too much. The wailing European police sirens, the bus stench, all those motos with their engines, not deep and body-vibrating growl of a Harley, but the higher pitches of scooters and motorbikes that hit a different place in the brain. Sometimes, with all the noise and exhaust, I get dizzy, nauseous, headachy. I need to sit, quiet and still, and away from the sun. I need shadows. This is how great churches save me. The whispered presence of history, centuries of prayers offered and candles lit, a place of human suffering and hope and sometimes celebration, and for seekers and weary travelers like me, a place of solace and peace. Here in Matthias Church, the Church of Our Lady of Buddha, I find a pew where I can sit alone in the middle of the day and escape from the cacophony outside. Here, the quiet beauty of the tiled floor with its intricate and colorful designs. Here, the stained glass windows that reveal their holy stories. Sometimes I close my eyes and let darkness cover my lids, erase and shadow the light. And then, after a few moments, open them to the surprise of the light shining through the stained glass, all those jewel tones, all that color. In Matthias Church, with its high, high ceilings and shadowed corners, I can simply be present. Often in these churches, I buy a candle, walk the small chapels along the perimeter of the nave until I come to a saint whose blessing I need that day. Here, I light my candle from the mother candle and say my prayer. Always a prayer for peace and a request for peace to be with my family, and always a prayer for Tom, who couldn't care if I prayed for him or not. I want to take that back and change it. Were he still alive, he would say he didn't care, but I know that tender heart, and he would know mine. I do all this, the candles, the prayers, but I don't believe in the intercession of saints. I don't believe in the God that's represented in these great cathedrals. But I do believe in lighting candles and saying prayers, though they may go no further than my whispered words, held forever in this place. So here, on this early September afternoon, let's say it's a Tuesday, and the sun is shining, and the leaves have not turned yet, I come inside to rest and to call forth my own self, my holy self.